If Ukraine's Olympic Committee had its way, its athletes would be wearing black armbands in Sochi today. We'll talk about Sochi and the Ukrainian athletes a bit later in the show, but we want to start with what's behind their request to wear those armbands. And for that, we go to Ukraine's capital, Kiev, where the images from last night's confrontation between police and protesters are startling. There are pictures of the protest square on fire, of people on fire. At least 25 were killed, including protesters and police. And the violence continued today. Earlier, I spoke with the BBC's David Stern. He'd been in the square all day. Give us a visual. What kind of things were you seeing all day? Is it sort of protesters attacking, police responding? Literally, what's been going on?
Well, there's all sorts of things going on down there. Of course, there's the front line that's on one side of the square. That's where the police and the protesters are facing off against each other. There's sort of a no man's land between them, and the protesters will throw Molotov cocktails, bricks. The police respond with stun grenades and with rubber bullets. Then in the square, the police occupy sort of a corner of the square, but the main part of the square is still very much the protest camp. The protesters have been there for the last 3 months. They've set up a tent camp. They have these barricades, very extensive system of barricades built around it, and they are carrying on with their demonstration. They have music performers, they have speakers, and then further on you have the soup kitchens. They have set up these mobile sort of military kitchens that dole out different, I don't know, borscht, if you know, the beet soup, different things to eat, as well as hot tea and hot coffee to the demonstrators. I was just down there, and there were many thousands, and it seemed that there were even more pouring in as I was walking around.
And of course, the protests themselves have been going on, as you mentioned, for several months since President Yanukovych turned back the deal with the EU and tilted back toward Russia. But of course, it's turned very violent in the past 24 hours. Can you give us a sense of who these protesters are? Perhaps you could tell us about some of the protesters you actually talked to today.
Well, there's all types. This is a large protest movement. We've seen hundreds of thousands on the streets before now in Kiev and also in other cities, mostly in the west, in the center of the country. So you get all types, old and young, professionals and workers. It's a real array. Of course, the hardcore group, I guess you could say, or the core group of protesters who are occupying the square, they're a different sort. It takes a special person to spend weeks on end, and it's warmer now, but it was sub-zero temperatures at one point. Some of these people are from the far right. Some of them are from other organizations, but they have a more, I guess you could say, a more aggressive bent, although they do seem to have quite a bit of support among the general group. We spoke to some people. There were a number of young people. They were said that they came down there. One man said that he was there because he has two children and his wife is pregnant. That's why he came down there, because he was afraid for their future. Another person said he was down there and he was going to stay till the very end, but he was very much afraid of dying. So you see all types down there, and all types seem to be arriving.
The Russian press is partly describing Ukraine as a sort of already in a kind of civil war. Do you have that feeling at all down in the square, or is that not a correct characterization?
No, that's not a correct characterization. There's a lot that's being written in the Russian press that is blatantly wrong. As I say, the far right is a part of this and has exerted, and I guess you could say, an oversized role, but it's not dominating the movement. And the Russians say that this is a fascist movement. The other thing is they say that this will be a civil war. There is the risk. The Ukraine is a divided society, and obviously there is a large number of people who support this movement, but there's also a large portion who don't support the movement, and it is already, as I say, divided within itself. So the threat of civil war is definitely there, but we haven't reached that point yet.
The BBC's David Stern in Kiev. Thanks, David.
Thank you.